Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
King
kings and priests. We're all police state. Are we living in a police state, you know, or black people being targeted by the police for execution, or black people being targeted by the police for drug arrest, or just in general to be locked up, to be sent into the prison industrial complex, whatever they want to call it, keep the wheels turning. You know, some people, they're looking at it and like, I've got rights, damn it. And they want to stand up to the police and talk to the police. You can't talk to me like that. And we want to address today is look at some of the things. Or number one, are black people being targeted? Number two, what can we do about it? Can we march about it? Can we protest our rights? Because it doesn't seem like these things are going away. And for a lot of people, they're like, oh, we're finally finding out. No, white people are finally finding out what the police do and how the police do. But black people have known for a long time. So, but it's not for us to look at the police per se. We have to look at ourselves if we believe in the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and what is the Lord going to do to help to protect us from these evil men and women that's out there that seek to do us hurt. So we give all praises to the Heavenly Father. This is Kings and Priests. I'm your brother Godawa. I'm here in the UK in London. We also have another brother with us, the brother Abaja, who does a show for the Body of Christ Radio Network on Fridays, which is Repentance is the Key at 7 p.m. So if you get a chance, check out that show on a Friday night. Brother Abaja, how you doing?
Doing all right. Doing good. Yeah, I want to give all praises and thanks to the Heavenly Father in Christ, and, you know, just thankful. You know, we got our health, and, you know, we're able to come and preach His word.
So what do you think about all the headlines and different things they got going on with different killings and people killed in police custody? What's the latest one? Who's that? What's the young lady's name? Sandra?
I forgot what her last name was. But, yeah, it's...
Sandra Bland. Sandra Bland.
Right.
Supposedly killed herself with a plastic bag.
Hung herself. An industrial trash bag in a prison cell. Gotcha. Well, you know, it's really just one of those things where the Lord already told us, when you go back and read the Gospels, that we're living in perilous time. You know, and those that read and understand the Scriptures, they know that. Okay, we know that. Where it talks about the love of many shall wax cold. And how, you know, just evil was just going to be running amok. So that's the greater picture, you know, that most people don't see. Most people, you know, hey, you know, it's just about killing, you know, shooting up black people. And I was like, listen, so-called black people have been getting their butts kicked for years since we were brought over here on slave ships. Ain't nothing changed. And, you know, as far as the so-called recent, you know, videos of so-called police brutality, that stuff has been going on for years in the black community. Okay, so there's nothing new. It's nothing new to people of color, or nothing new to so-called minorities. But, you know, with social media, just kind of, you know, just basically, when things happen, you got a camera, boom, that thing is uploaded and it's out, you know, within a matter of seconds or minutes. And, you know, people just being at the right place at the right time. It's like, yeah, you got big brother, but you got little brother with his camera phone hollering dang world star or whatever, and just capturing stuff that normally would go unseen. They'd just be, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Or your boy down the street, he just got, you know, his butt whooped by the cops and got detained and locked up for 3 days, and he comes out with a knot on his head or something, you know. So, I mean, These things have been going on for a very long time. And, you know, like you said, it's interesting now, other folks who normally would not have these types of experiences are beginning to have them now. So now it's like, hey, what's really going on? It's like the same thing that's been going on in our community for years, for decades, for hundreds of years. But we can take comfort in the scriptures because the Lord already told us what was going to happen and the things that we can do to gain his protection, not only from those that wish to do us harm, but also using the wisdom of the scriptures to learn how to handle ourselves, you know, and not escalate the situation, you know, whether we're coming across an individual or we're dealing with law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, you know, before we go into it, I want to read that scripture that you quoted, because that's the same scripture that I had in mind before we got on the line, before we got into the show, that perilous time. So this is 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous time shall come." So we see all these things happening. That lets us know an interesting fact, that these are the last days. You know, these things are happening before the appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, some people may not know Jesus Christ. You're talking about the flying spaghetti monster. You know, you got atheist people who don't care. But when they're unveiling damn Baphomet statues of Satan for people to go and worship and bow down to. See, and what people don't understand, because I saw the news report on that, and people watch movies all the time about there's a battle between good and evil, but they don't see it in their everyday life. Like, there's a battle between good and evil right now. They can't see it. As long as they got a piece of chicken, they can go see Avengers or see the latest movie, you know, they go back to sleep. That's why the Most High is telling us in the scriptures through Jesus Christ to awake out of sleep. And it's not a physical sleep, it's a spiritual sleep. So the Bible is letting us know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. There's going to be dangers on all sides. Everywhere you turn, there's going to be something happening, natural disasters, civil unrest, wars and rumors of wars. The Bible tells us about all these things, and that it's high time for us to wake out of sleep and return to the Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ and repent and keep the ways of this Bible. And so verse 2 says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection." And I got a clip, and I'm going to play parts of it, where you have this ex-Baltimore cop, Michael Woods, and he's just breaking it down how cops do, how cops are, you know, institutionally racist. Okay, it's like, you may be a cop, you may not be racist, but if you're going to go along to get along, then that's what you have to kind of conform to, that kind of policy. And he's explaining how, you know, they didn't see, you know, people as people. They saw them as the enemy. So they didn't have a natural affection, like, you know, this guy's a human being. This guy's got, you know, a family or whatever. And he goes to explain how there would be no crime in his area. You know, he would troll the white area and you'd get in trouble because he wasn't making an arrest. So what he would do, he would leave his patrol area and go to the black areas and then target the black men there, and so he could make his arrest quota. So we're gonna play some of that. So it says, "Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers." And there's many, many reports, not like our people are saints, but how, you know, they make up trumped up charges. And the same thing that this ex-Baltimore cop says is like, you know, how they would tweak the statement to, you know, to put extra charges on somebody. So what they call in the black community, trumped up charges. Yo, you just made that up. And, you know, not always, but from what this police officer is saying, who was a police officer in Baltimore, you know, predominantly black area, he said a lot of times that's what they did. You know, they made up charges. And, you know, where's a legal defense can poor black people or poor Latinos because that's who they're talking. They're talking black and Latinos, okay? They're not talking the affluent or white communities. They're talking to the poor, and we are the poor. We are the poor. We are the lost, okay? It says, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So that's what we see all throughout this world now. You know, people are blaspheming the word of the Most High. People are more covetous. They want things that's not theirs, so they go out and steal it, take it, whether it's in adultery, whether it's just going out and steal it. People are proud. People are not humility. People are disobedient to parents. You see that more and more. I was watching this clip on YouTube, I think it was yesterday, and it was a little black girl in the park, and she's there fussing at this grown man and his little daughter, fussing at him, and took the little girl's water, right? Like snatched it, wham! And she's there fussing. And you know how, you know, the typical black woman head movement, and she's there moving her head, and you can see a little braid shaking, and she runs off, and then she opens up the water, and you can see the guy filming us like, she's about to throw that water. And she threw the water on him from the water bottle and then threw the bottle at the man and then ran off. So, you know, the scripture says, he that cursed, Jesus Christ said himself, he that curseth his father and mother, let him die to death. Then it says in the law of Moses, you're supposed to fear every man, his father and mother. But this is what the world is coming to, where children are more disobedient to their parents, even to the point where we did on Darkness to Light, where the you know, this is to the extreme, but this is where this goes. The scripture says, if you cock at the child, he shall make you afraid. You're supposed to bow down his neck while he's young. And that's where people all let the children do what they want to do, experiment, this and this and that. But we did a show on Darkness to Light called Monsters. And in this show, you had children who were cutting their mother's heads off and plucking out their eyes. One of them was in the church. He cut his mother's head off, plucked the eyes out, and then he went to church and played the drums like nothing ever happened. So these are the last days, my friend. You know, whether it be police brutality, whether it be police shootings, whether it be the latest one, Samuel DuBose, who got shot in the head. I don't know if you saw that one. Cincinnati police officer, who's supposed to be the police officer for the university. Once again, he's not policing inside the university. He's outside, and it makes sense what that ex-Baltimore cop was saying. Okay, there's going to be little to no crime in the university, so where is he going to go? He's going to go outside, looking for something. And he's, I saw the clip. I don't know if you saw the clip. And he's questioning the man. He's questioning the brother, and he's saying, you know, where's your license? And he's like, oh, I must have left it. I don't have it. And so that answers the question. Okay? That answers the question. He said, I don't have it. And he's like, what other information you need? So he's cooperating. And this guy's like, I'm trying to find out why you don't have the license. He don't have it. What does it matter? Run his name. You know, it's a traffic stop. Run his name. If you got warrants or whatever, then you got him, okay? But he's trying to escalate the situation. So he goes to open the door, and the brother tries to hold the door. Like, why are you opening the door? And then as he's trying to, the cop is trying to open the door. The brother's trying to close the door, and the guy pulls his gun and shoots him in the head. So there was no scuffle, like he's trying to grab him. He's just trying to shut the door. And then on his on the police report, he put that the guy drove off and was dragging him. But it's like, it's from the police. All the evidence is in the police body camera that none of that happened. So false accusers. We living in those times, man. We're definitely living in those times. So I want to play this clip. I want to play this clip of this Baltimore officer where he's talking about, you know, exactly what's going on with the police and how the police do and how the police act. Now he's on a show called the Joe Rogan Experience. If you're not familiar with that name, Joe Rogan is a UFC commentator. So let's listen to this.
How did you become this public figure? I mean, I literally have no comprehension of what happened. I decided that I was just going to talk about some of the things we do so that it's like, look, this is what we do. Let's not try to pretend that we don't do it. We do it, and you need to fix it, and in a realistic, scientific way where we have some empathy and treat people like human beings, because we're denying that we have this. So what people are saying, these cops aren't racist. I'm not saying they are racist. What I'm telling you is they're participating in institutionalized race. They're participating in it. You're guilty, and that's what I'm telling you. I'm guilty. I participated in it.
Is there a way to fix it?
Well, the easy thing from the police thing is I think empathy is number one. We have to start treating human beings like they're human beings. We have to, we just arrest them, and you throw them in a cage, just like they do with Freddie Gray. And you don't focus on them being somebody's child or your, I mean, race is a social construct. And this is my brother, and I'm doing this to him. It eventually just doesn't, it's inconceivable. We're perpetuating that situation. So we're the ones doing that cycle. So when we see at 16, one time I was a shift commander in the Eastern District, and I'm telling my guys, stop pulling over old white ladies. Stop pulling over that young cute girl. Stop. We focus on who commits the crimes. That makes sense. Until you complete the cycle and realize that you started doing that because of an institutionalized racism in your organization. And so when you are jacking up those guys in the corner and you do find that dime bag, so you send him to jail. Now he can't go to work the next day, so he loses his job. And then he can't make it to court, so he gets his license suspended. And then he's driving, and then you are focusing on the 16, 20 murder black male. So now you're more likely to pull them over. Now you pull him over. Now he has a suspended license. Now he gets his license revoked. And now he can't get to the job legally. And you just and now he's dealt, left with selling drugs in the corner. So we're creating it. We have to step back and realize what the facts are on what we're doing. And the number one problem is the drug war, and then we have money and politics. Those are our two big issues that we have to solve before we get anywhere. So that's our role. That's what we're doing. So your mayors and your politicians are going to continue to encourage that. They're not going to take a risk and say, all right, how do we lower possession of marijuana? You know you legalize it.
Yeah.
And you control it, and rates actually go down. Whether we're overseas or we're in Colorado, your possession rates for marijuana will go down. We don't do that. We keep looking at everything like we're a hammer searching for nails, and we keep looking for what we're going to hit to stop it instead of standing back and using science and figuring out what are we actually going to do to fix this problem, what will actually have results.
This is very rare to hear a cop talk like this. I'm really happy that you're coming forward and speaking like this.
So did he just say that they were targeting black people?
Pretty much.
So if police are specifically targeting black people and Latinos, what can we do? What can we do?
We cannot be black. How about that? Let's try that.
That's not an option. Let's go to, I want to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and let's start from the first verse.
Alrighty. Ecclesiastes.
The scripture is going to tell us what we can do.
Alrighty. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And send me the verse again.
Verse 1.
Alright. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Hear me, your father, O children, and do thereafter that you may be safe.
So what do we have to do to be safe? We have to listen to the Father, okay? We have to listen to the Heavenly Father. And that's what people aren't doing. You know, you think you're going to be able to take the police on with the Constitution? It's not going to happen. They're killing Black and Latina people on camera and getting away with it. So what's going to keep you safe by us listening to the Most High? Read that again.
Hear me, your Father, O children, and do thereafter that ye may be safe.
Okay, so read on. Read the next verse. We're going to get into it.
For the Lord hath given the Father honor over the children, and hath confirmed the authority of the mother over the son.
So this is going into parenting now. So it says, for the Lord hath given the Father honor over the children. Well, you look in our communities, we're the fathers. We're a lot of the fathers. Huh?
If they're there, they ain't in the house.
Then where are they?
And even for some of the ones that are in the homes, they're not. Those homes are usually not being governed by Jesus Christ. Those homes are being governed by Satan.
Where are they? Did the man just tell you where they are? But let's get it from the scriptures where they are. Okay, Isaiah 42 and 22, because that's where the safety is. You're supposed to have a father and a mother that's in Christ that's going to tell you how to conduct yourself as a man, as a woman in Jesus Christ. And, yeah, according to the Constitution, if you're going to say F you, police officer, then within your constitutional rights, you're justified. But according to the scriptures, you're not justified. You know, we have to be unreproachable. Some people say, well, that's not realistic. Let's just get this and read this. Where is the fathers for our children to have strong family structures? Where are the Black and Latino fathers? Let's read it. Isaiah 42 and 22. Read.
All right. Isaiah 42 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the Lord is, no, let me jump down. It says, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore.
Wow, is that not us? Is that not so Blacks and Latinos? But this is a people robbed and spoiled. Robbed and spoiled. There are all of them snared in holes. What are these holes? We're in the worst situations in society. We're in economic decline. We don't have any money. We don't have any banks. And when we do get those things, like you read about the Black Wall Street, what do? They bombed and burnt the place down. The place, we had schools, we had our own police department, fire department, banks, lawyers, doctors. No, we're just lazy. We don't want nothing. When we try to get something, they destroy it. But we have to understand why this is happening. But this is where a lot of the so-called fathers are. That's supposed to be the fathers of the children to keep our people safe. First of all, we have to listen to the Heavenly Father. That's something that our people are notorious for not doing. What are we listening to? Who are we listening to? The same people that robbed and spoiled us, we want to follow them. We want to follow the other nations. Now, I was speaking to a brother the other day, and he was speaking to some other brothers that was interested in hearing the Bible, dealing with the truth, you know, as we deal with it as through Jesus Christ, not the mainstream Christianity, because that's really just a code word for paganism or sun worship. That's why they worship on Sunday. It's Dia Solis, the day of the sun. And one of the first things they were asking about, what about the Gentiles? What about the other nations? Our people are so fascinated with these other nations. So were the Israelites of old. They wanted to know how they worship their gods. You know, how did they do it? Rather than us opening up the Bible and saying, okay, what does the Lord require of me? What am I supposed to do to get myself right with the Heavenly Father first before I can help anybody else? And that's where Black people are. We're going to help the world. You can't help yourself. You're getting killed on a regular and daily basis by the police. We have to help ourselves. Okay, we can't help nobody else. We have to be inclusive. No, we can't be inclusive. It's hunting season. What did the scripture say? It says they are for a prey. Okay, that's what it is. We are for a prey. The police target us. The police are against us. What do we have to do? It says none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith restore. So we in the ghettos and slums, what do they say on the mainstream TVs? Like, well, you can get out of there. How are you going to get out of there? The police is targeting you. They're coming after you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay. Read 24.
Oh, we got to keep reading. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, read 23.
Okay, good.
Oh, you just want to go straight to 24? Well, the reason why I wanted to read 23. It says, who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? And the reason why I wanted to read that verse is because the Lord is, the Lord through Isaiah is asking a question. It's like, who's going to listen to this? Okay, who's going to understand this and listen to this for the time to come? Because this was written by the prophet Isaiah thousands of years ago. But for the time to come, meaning now, who's going to listen to this? People are not going to listen to this. They don't want to hear this.
Mm-mm.
They want to hear, oh, well, we have our constitutional rights. Oh, well, we can vote. Oh, well, we can do this. Oh, well, we can raise up our community. Oh, well, you know, we can have to institute these programs. Oh, well, we can do these, add these other things and get this funding to help further educate our children. But we're missing the whole element. Raise your damn kids first. Okay. And what I
not
mean
about
by
raising,
that, what I mean
raising
by
your kids them. First, you,
oh, I'm
people
what I mean.
Have to. Okay, go ahead, bro. Sorry.
I'm explaining what I mean, because you have people that say, well, I'm raising my children. No, raise our children in the commandments of the Lord. That's what I mean. Because you'll have people that whose children will have access to all of these resources. Okay, you'll have parents who will have the education. They'll be, you know, not necessarily, quote unquote, affected by the socioeconomic conditions that affect the masses of black people, so to speak. Okay, they're not working hand to mouth and things of that nature. Their child has every advantage according to this world, financially, educationally, economically, and so and what have you. But we have to raise our children, and we have to conduct our households and order our households according to the example of Jesus Christ. That's what this is dealing with. All those other things are secondary. They have their place. Your education, yes, it has its place. Your career, it has its place. But none of those things supersede the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding out of the scripture. And that's what people do not want to hear. We didn't want to hear it back then, and we don't want to hear it now, because that requires us to give up our lust. And that's what is causing us. The Lord is going to, I'm going to just read down. I'm going to read down because I'm getting ahead of the scripture here. Verse 24, it says, who gave Jacob for a spoil? And Israel to the robbers.
Stop. Question mark. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Read on.
Did not the Lord?
The question. Keep on.
I'll read it again. It says, did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned, but they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law.
So in verse 22, it says, this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. You know, the holes are the different. When you're in a hole, it's like, man, I'm broke. I'm in a hole. You're not in a favorable condition. You're in some kind of adversity. That's what it's like. Snared. A snare is a trap. Okay. It's like, man, I'm trying to make it out of the ghetto. I'm trapped. In the ghetto, how, man, I don't got to make it out. I got to get this house for my mama. That's what people say, man, I got to get this contract. Man, I got to make this paper, you know, to get out. I'm trying to get out. What are you trying to get out from? You're trying to get out of a hole. You're trying to get out of a trap, because that's what it is. So who put us in this hole? Who put us in this trap to where we get targeted by the police? Drugs in our community, more abortion clinics in our community. Why did this happen to us? It says, who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? So this is like, what? Why would the Lord do to us? Why would the Lord do this to us, to where we're in a position where we're getting attacked by the police, murdered by the police, harassed by the police? Why would this happen to us? Why would we be in the worst kind of circumstances in the richest country in the world? Why? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient to his law. So how many churches do we have in a so-called black and Latino community? We have an abundance of churches. We have an abundance of different little worship places and prayer places that you can go. But are we following the commandments of the Heavenly Father according to Jesus Christ? The answer is no. We are not. You know, I was growing up and I went to church. I went to my grandmother's church. After my mother died, I stayed with my grandmother in New York. And the church that she went to was literally up the block. It was 2 minutes away. Okay. It was on the boulevard, Northern Boulevard. And AME, African Methodist Episcopalian. Okay, I thought Methodist and Episcopalian was two separate. I don't know how to, I ain't going to get into it. And I'll go to church and hear, like, allegations against the pastor, how the pastor's, you know, exposing his private parts to the church account. And then there would be different accounts of, you know, this person's daughter got pregnant and she had an abortion and all kinds of madness on the church. So, you know, I was there in the church and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pay attention to the pastor. I ain't gonna try to chase no girl or anything. I'm gonna really put my head into listening to what the pastor's saying. And bro, I listened that day and you know what I heard? It might as well have been a Charlie Brown cartoon. I was like, that ain't making no sense. Because I would read the Bible, you know. I would read the Bible. I read the Bible from a very young age. That's something that my mother instilled in me. I saw her reading the Bible. I read the Bible. Like, this guy don't make no sense. I'm like, I'm not going back to church. I'm not going back to church. So our people, I said that to say this. We don't read the Bible. We don't understand the Bible. We don't do the Bible. Because if we did, then we would understand this. Go to the book of Romans 13. Let's go to the book of Romans 13. First one.
All right. Romans 13 and 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God.
So anyone that's in authority, that's in public office, whether from the police to the mayor to the governor to the president, the Most High put them in authority. Okay? You thought it was your vote. It wasn't your vote. Oh, well, let's get out and vote. The Most High puts in authority who he wants in authority. Okay? And it's like, well, they rigged the authority. They could have, but guess who's having the last word? The Most High. Okay, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verse 2.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
So, if the law is you can't possess weed or cocaine or a firearm, should you carry those things? Okay, so you can't say, well, the cop illegally searched me. That's going to protect me. No. Where are you going to be safe? Where are we going to be safe is when we listen to the words of the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. That's our only safety. So the Lord is telling us, whoso therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Because what we have to understand is this. is that being in America, being oppressed in America, so-called blacks and Latinos, that's the punishment from the Most High for being disobedient to his commandments. Some people can't get with that. I'm being punished by God. I don't like this God. Well, if we are whoremongers, there's a punishment for being a whoremonger. There's a punishment for being an adulterer. There's a punishment for being a murderer. There's a punishment for being a thief, even in man's laws. And a lot of the man's laws are based off the scriptures. So shouldn't we listen to the scriptures above man? Of course we should, but most people don't. And then they're subject to payments. They're subject to this man's laws because they're not subject to the supreme law, okay? So it says, whoso therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Like, if there's a law that says, wear your seatbelt. You can't say to the police, well, you never came to me for my seatbelt. You came to me for something. You can't do that. We have to be obedient to the Most High's laws. And if we're obedient to the Most High's laws, then whatever the laws of the land is, then we'll fall in line. We'll fall in sync to where we won't be disobedient. They're just going to say, they just have to make something up. I'm going to make something up. So read on. Read verse 3.
Right.
The Most High is going to let us know. He's going to let us know the game. Because some people, they're trying to play the Constitution. I know my constitutional rights. I'm not going to say nothing. You can't make me talk. I know my First Amendment, my Fourth Amendment, right? I'm to pleading the Fifth. Okay, what does the scripture say? Verse 3.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same.
For rulers are not a terror to good works. So, should we be targeted by the police? Is that right or is that wrong?
That is wrong according to the laws of the land and what they have on their books.
Right. So what are the scriptures telling us? The scriptures is telling us that we are going to be targeted because we sinned against the Most High. But here's the remedy. Rulers are not a terror to good works. See, what the church tell you, oh, you don't have to do no works, just have faith. So you got our people going around, committing adultery, fornication, and it's the young people. Young people in church. There's going to be some young person in church with a baby. How'd that happen? Because the community let it happen. You know, the girl was seeing the boy was seeing the girl, and now they got a baby. How'd that happen? No one telling them about fornication. No one's telling them marriage is honorable and all, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And then, like, you know, keep your daughter inside. She got hot pants. She fast, like they say in the South. Girl, you're too fast. Keep her ass in the house. That's what, no, you can't do that. No. People are more scared of children today than, you know, the children scared of the parents. Rulers are not a terror to good works. So that's what we have to learn more, these good works of the Bible, these good works of Jesus Christ and following. But more and more, people are not following Christ. They're following a counterfeit Christ. They're following the Christ that's going to teach you about the secret. Name it and claim it. Believe it and receive it. Money cometh to me now. That's the prosperity doctrine. They're not learning about Jesus Christ as it is written. So what happens? Our people fall more and more and more in a turmoil. When you look at Christ, when he was standing before Pontius Pilate, how did he deal with him? There was only a few words he said to that man. He wasn't talking about, you know who I am? I'm the Son of God. I'll make lightning bolts come up your backside. He didn't deal with him like that. Pontius Pilate, a man of authority, when he saw Christ, he said, I want to let this man go. How can I let this man go? I see no wrong in him. So that's how we're supposed to deal when we come across public authorities. We're supposed to be in that same spirit, okay, not confrontational. A lot of times our people are confrontational. They're right. They're justified in the sight of the laws of man because You look at Sandra Bland. She was agitated. The cop escalated it. The cop did escalate it. Like, what's your problem? You know, what's going on? He told her. Then it's like, put out your cigarette. Put out your cigarette. Put out, you know, he wanted to, like the cop said, he wanted to get her on a humble. He wanted to humble her like, I'm the power and authority. Now, what does the scripture say about that?
As far as what, because I think we still got a, it was something I was actually kind of holding, but I'm going to hold it for a little bit later, because I don't think we've gotten there yet. I don't want to get ahead of what you're doing.
Let's go to Matthew 5:25.
All right.
That's why the scripture says, hear your father that you can be safe. Go to Matthew 5:25.
All right. Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. It says, agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast in prison.
So it's clear. The police is an adversary to the Black and Latino community. Is that not clear?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not clear that we're being targeted more so than in anybody mm-hmm. else? Okay. So the scripture says, agree with thine adversary quickly. Quickly. Whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time thy adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. You know, I've dealt with the police many times. Like, okay, pull over and ask me for my given information. Don't say nothing. Where you going? Go home. You know, people watching too many of these. What are they? That is thing on Facebook where you have a black guy and a white guy, and the black guy goes to the white guy's house, and the white guy's mom or dad is asking him something, and the white guy's like, F you, mom, I'm doing this right now, blah, 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 right? So he goes to the black guy's mm-hmm. house, and the black guy's father asks him to do something, so the white guy nudges him, and he's like, F you, dad, I'm doing this, and the black father comes and smacks the hell out of the white guy, smacks the hell out of a black guy. So a lot of times we see what these other nations are doing, rather than being obedient to Christ and think that we can do it. We can't do it. Okay? We're not viewed the same. Okay? That's why they have these things. Black Lives Matter. Why are they saying that? Because when they see us, they don't see us as people. That's what the guy was saying. We have to have more empathy. And I believe he's speaking about all people, but it's even worse when it comes to blacks and Latinos. You know, they perpetrate us as thugs in the media, and then what do our people do? They'll wear shirts and things and gold chains with that on it, thug. So it's like a target. Like, the message has been mm-hmm. confirmed. Everything that you believed and saw on the television that they said about us is now true. When your pants hanging out, so yeah, he's a thug, he's a thug, he's a thug. So the scripture says, agree with an adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way. Put out the cigarette. Okay, there you go. It's out. Now what? You know, I've had many run-ins with the police, and all of them were it was a favorable outcome. It was a favorable outcome. Even times when I was in the wrong, I've been stopping a traffic stop, you know, and I was in the wrong. It turned out to my favor because I exercised the spirit of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way we're going to be safe. You know, the Constitution ain't going to protect you. The same Constitution, when they wrote the Constitution, we were black people.
Not even a thought.
Where were we? Hollywood? We were in slavery. That's where we were. So that's not, that That's not going to protect you, brothers and sisters. What's going to protect you is the words of this book, the words of the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Let's go back and finish up on Romans, and then we're gonna go into a short break.
All right. So we're still in Romans 13, and I'll read verses 3 and 4 together. And it said, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil."
Right. So if you're doing evil, then be afraid. You know, you got a dime bag. The just targeting you. Your white counterpart may have had weed on them too, and you the one got called out. So it just shows us that, like the scriptures is telling us to be followers of the Most High, to be blameless, to be holy, to be righteous. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do, and that's what we're supposed to show the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. More Kings and Priests, or we're living in a police state. Stay tuned.
Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake on Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/the BOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom.
Myself often worry that we might be a victim of police brutality. So, as a public service, the Chris Rock Show proudly presents this educational video. Have you ever been face to face with a police officer and wondered, is he about to kick my ass? Well, wonder no more. If you follow these tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws are made for a reason. Think of it as hints. You heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that shit. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense. If you jump a subway turnstile, you might just get off with a warning from the police. But if you jump a turnstile carrying a loaded gun and smoking a joint, maybe you can leave that ass. We all know what happened to Rodney King. But Rodney wasn't got an ass kick, so he had just followed this simple tip. When you see flashing police lights in your mirror, stop immediately. Everybody knows, if the police have to come and hit you, they're bringing an ass kicking with them. Here's a no-brainer. If you listen to the loud rap music, turn that shit off. Rap and fuck the police. Why are you getting pulled over by the police? It's just idiot. When an officer approaches your car, be polite.
Is there a problem, officer?
And stay in your car with your hands on the wheel.
What the fuck you want, motherfucker?
Unless you want to ask it. Want to give a friend a ride? Not so fast. Your friend might be crazy. Now, before you let your friend in your car, ask him these questions. Do you have a gun? Do you have drugs? Do you have any work? And in case you do get pulled over by the cops.
License and registration, please.
Remind your friend to do this one thing. Shut the fuck up.
Don't give him a shit. What the fuck do you want?
Get a wife, please. A wife friend should be the difference between a ticket and a bullet in the ass. Here's a tip you should never forget. If your woman is mad at you, leave her at home. Because a mad woman will say anything. If your woman is mad at you, there's nothing she likes to see more than you getting your ass kicked. common sense. Stop immediately. Turn that shit off. Be polite. Shut the fuck up. Get a white friend. And last but not least, don't ride with a bad woman. If you follow these simple plans, you probably won't get your ass kicked by the police.
Okay, welcome back to Kings and Priests. Know some of the language of graphic, but left at it. Wanted to leave that in to prove the point. But welcome back. And basically, what Chris Rock said is what we read in Romans 13, is it not?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. So that we have to listen to. Let's go back to that. And let's read that from the top.
You find it funny that a comedian satirized basically the situation, and people got a good laugh out of it, and it's like, yeah, hey, you know what? That's funny. But I got my constitutional rights. You can't stop me. You can't tell me that. Okay. All right. Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Are you going to read 6 and, yeah, I should go ahead and read 6 and 7.
Yeah. Verse 5, it says, wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, not because it can punish you or lock you up, but also for conscience sake, meaning you're supposed to be doing the right thing. That's what it means. You're supposed to be doing the right thing. You're not supposed to have weed or be carrying a gun illegally, you know, on your person. Man, I need this for protection. I got this knife. I need it for protection. Well, how did the Lord tell us we're going to be safe? That if we listen to him, then that's where we're going to be safe, okay? Israel marched out of Egypt. They didn't have a standing army. So who fought for us? The Lord fought for us. You know, I can remember, you know, me and some brothers, we was out teaching on the street here in the UK, in London. And we was going through Christmas. We was breaking down Christmas, how Christmas was a pagan holiday. There wasn't no Santa Claus. The true, you know, nature of Santa Claus and where that figure comes from. And there was one man who was highly offended. Oh, you're telling that, and children is hearing that, blah, 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 blah. And so he called the police and said we had a knife. So that's where that false accuses. He accused us falsely. Mm-hmm. So the police came. The police came, you know, and it's like, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just teaching the Bible, you know. They searched us. You know, the deadliest weapon that we had on us was the Bible. that was the deadliest weapon that we had on us. They searched us, no knife. So they took us to jail anyway. So we went to jail, and they had to let us go. Right, they let us go. So we had a court date and everything. So the arresting officer that's putting these charges on us, what happened to him? Now, we wasn't praying for, you know, the Lord to do anything to that man. We're just going about our business. He got into some, like, tragic accident, real bad, like, motorcycle accident. So no one prayed for that happen, or we didn't want the Lord to do anything, but the Most High jacked that man up. Because once he came, he's supposed to be in the office of the law and do justice. Mm-hmm. He didn't do justice. We didn't have a knife. No one had a knife. There was no knife. They're asking other people, they're like, no, they ain't have no knife. But why did we go to jail anyway? So, you know, all praises to the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. You know, we went to the court and they basically threw it out. Like, what are you guys doing here? Just go. Because there was nothing, the charge was ridiculous. So when we do what the Most High is telling us to do, we're going to be safe. Yeah, you might be charged. You might be arrested. You might go to jail. But if you're doing, you know, what the scripture says, eventually you're going to be vindicated. And that's shown throughout the scriptures. You know, Joseph was a righteous man, and he got falsely accused of rape. He went to jail. And then what? The Most High delivered him. Same thing with the disciples and the prophets. You read about that. Many times they were unjustly arrested and charged and put into prison houses, and but the Most High delivered them. So we have to have our trust and faith in the Most High and not in the Constitution and not in these man's laws. This is what we have to listen to. I want you to go to 1 Peter 2 and 13. And then, I'll, you know, whatever you want to bring it out, and then we're going to wrap it up. Because Lord's willing, we're gonna be dealing with a few shows, you know, dealing with this topic and giving our people guidance according to the will of the Most High, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be lords over the, you know, the Lord's flock. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to guide them to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that they follow him, not follow man. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. They follow man, and then they're disappointed, you know. The scriptures tell us not to trust in man whose flesh is his own, but we're supposed to trust in the Most High. So read 1 Peter 2:13.
All right, 1 Peter 2:13. It says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well.
So isn't that like the same thing that it said in Romans 13?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the scriptures tell you to be, Romans 13 said to be subject unto the higher powers, for there's no power but of God, the power that be ordained of God. This one says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. You know, people, driver's license and registration. I ain't got to give you my driver's license and registration. What you pulled me over for? You're the man, your driver's license registration. There you go. That's what you want. Have it. Like, well, I don't want you knowing where I live. Go ahead.
This is the thing, because in some states, and this is the whole thing, the ignorance of that. In some states, depending on the laws of the state or the area that you live in, if you're operating a motor vehicle, then you are pretty much at any time subject to be asked for identification. Or ask for a license, the you know, the say that you have, you to be able to legally operate that vehicle out on those roads. You see, so it's one of those things where when we try to deal with this thing according to, you know, strictly according to their laws, like, I know my rights, you can't ask me this, you can't do, you know, just based off of something that you see, ain't did no research, hadn't done anything, you know, you're just going off of what you're seeing, rather than, okay, you know what? First of all, this is what the scripture says on how I'm supposed to deal with this. That's going to be the foundation, and everything else gets filtered through that. You see what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where it's monkey see, monkey do. Oh, well, they can't ask me for my identification, or they can't ask me to, you know, do you suspect that a crime has been committed? Okay, am I suspected of committing a crime? Well, I'm just walking, you know, you start getting into a back and forth, and it's like, listen, you know, it ain't that you ain't special. Okay. And this is where the application of the scriptures is going to come in. And the Most High is going to take care of that for us. But go ahead. Back to you.
So you look at it. And verse 14 says, unto governors, as to them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. Now, back in Isaiah, why did it say that, you know, we were given unto the spoil and to the robbers? Why did that happen to us? Because we did not follow the ways or the laws of the Most High. So it's a punishment. If you're a drug dealer, guess what? You're an evildoer. And some people say, well, I'm not a drug dealer. I'll pay my taxes. Okay. I understand that. But if you're in an adulterous relationship, you're an evildoer. If you're caught up into any kind of fornication, you're an evildoer. Okay? Then there's things that go into the mind. You got you coveting after somebody else's wife or someone else. That's evil. Okay? Lying, that's evil. So the police now come to you. You can't see the spiritual designs that's behind. I haven't done anything wrong. Why I get locked up? Why I got these trumped up charges? Because there's other things that's going on in your life that's not lining up with the Heavenly Father of Jesus Christ. Some people can't put two and two together and get four. They're getting seven or they're getting six because they're not looking at things in a spiritual or with spiritual eyes. They're looking at it as carnal eyes, like, look, this is not supposed to happen to me. This is what the law says. You have to remember, especially in the United States, there was laws that was made that, you know, the slave master could hang the slave and it wouldn't be no problem. Those were laws, okay? There were many laws that was made to keep us into slavery and punishment. So if you trust in this man's laws, then, you know, they're going to let you down, okay? That's why the scripture says, for us not to trust in man whose flesh is armed, but we're supposed to trust in the Lord. So if we look into the same people, the same nation that put us into captivity and slavery for justice and judgment, then you're going to be waiting for it for a long time. And that's what our people, they have been waiting. We have been waiting for a long time because we're looking at the wrong person. We're supposed to be looking at Christ for our soul and salvation to deliver us. So verse 15, so the scripture says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. And it's saying you can't possess marijuana or weed. Man, I've only got this for my personal use. No, you're not to possess it if that's what their law says. You know, you got a knife or a gun, man, I need to protect this. I need to protect myself. And all the time when we say we need to protect ourselves, it's not to protect ourselves from the police. It's to protect ourselves from who? It's to protect ourselves from one another. Well, the scriptures told us that we're supposed to love one another, you know, black lives matter, but we don't love one another. We come together to march against, you know, these killings, these awful killings that the police are doing against us, but then we look at one another with such hatred. So how can we expect them to look at us as, you know, decent or family-oriented or people or even humans? If we kill one another wholesale, we kill one another a basketball game.
Uh-huh.
So, or unto the governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evil sin. But the him is the Most High. The Most High is going to send the police. The Most High is going to send whoever to punish you if you're committing crimes against him. You're breaking his commandments. And sent for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So the same people that's in authority, they're gonna get us if we're breaking the Most High's commandments. And they're gonna have to extol us and lift us up as we serve the Most High in Christ and we do well. So verse 15.
For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men.
Yeah, so by us following the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, everyone that calls us a thug, everyone that calls us a drug dealer, everyone that says, oh, black people, they don't want nothing. Black people, they're lazy. Latinos, they just have a whole bunch of babies. Everyone that says that, by us following the commandments of the Heavenly Father and following the commandments of Jesus Christ, then we will put them to silence. We will put them to silence. That's the only way. That's the only way we're going to be safe. That's the only way we're going to be recognized, that we follow the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. So you have some points you wanted to bring out, bro? Because I'm getting ready to wrap it up.
Just briefly, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Actually, just two places real quick. I want to revisit Isaiah 43, and I'm just going to read it straight through. And then I'm going to go to Deuteronomy 4, and then we can call it a day. This is Isaiah chapter 42. I'm sorry, 42, and I'm going to start at, I'm going to read where we read before, at verse 22, and I'm going to read it straight through to the end. It says, But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. And here's the point in 25. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knoweth not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. And the reason why I wanted to read this all the way through to the end is because, just to drive the point home, that we'll march against police brutality, we'll march against illegal searches and seizures, we'll march against having equal education and access to resources, okay, having the street lights and all this other stuff in our communities. We'll march for that. And yet and still, like you said, the news is out there. The information is out there. We're killing each other wholesale. Okay. And it really just goes to understand when you really get to understand this thing for what it is, the conditions that our people are in has nothing to do with the white man. Newsflash, people. It ain't got nothing to do with the white man. A lot of these things, all of these things came upon us because we broke the commandments of the Heavenly Father. You can go back and read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and it talks about all of the curses that would come upon our people and follow us and destroy us. No matter where we went, no matter what we tried to do, these things were always going to be upon us for a sign and a wonder. Which is why we can dress our sons up in polo shirts and khakis and shoes and things like that so they don't look the part. But guess what? You're still a black man. And under the right circumstances, you're going to be dehumanized and targeted, just like our brothers that don't have access to those financial resources. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted. And
you just saying that. I was just looking on the line, and there was a brother that got shot in Harlem, police officer. He was going to work, and somebody was breaking in. I don't know if it was his car or somebody else's car, and he was chasing him, and he had his gun drawn, and the other police officer shot him, and they shot him dead. So you could be the police, you could be one of them, but be black and still be killed. So
yeah, just like one of those police chiefs that got pulled over and treated like a regular black man by the white officer, and come to find out, he was the police chief. You know, so given the history of the country that we live in, don't get it twisted, man. Teach your children the history of this country, but also teach them this, because this is what's going to make the difference. And these are the things that we were supposed to learn and instill from the very beginning. This is Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 5. It says, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it." So this is when the Lord was leading us through the wilderness and was bringing us into the land of Canaan to give it to the nation of Israel. And he got all the commandments that he taught us. He said, these are the things that you're supposed to do in the land that I'm giving to you. Okay, this is the law of the land that I'm giving to you. But the point is in verse 6. "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And that is the exact polar opposite, antithesis, whatever you want to call it. That is the exact opposite of the perception of so-called minorities in this country. Wherever you want to go. We're not a wise and understanding people. We are buffoons. We are dehumanized. We're thugs. And we embrace these things. These are the things that we celebrate. Those are the things that we gravitate to. Those are the things that we say, this is what identifies us as our culture. Not the commandments, not the spirit of Jesus Christ. These are the things that we identify ourselves by. So guess what? We're going to take the other things that come with assuming and taking on that identity. You want to be a drug dealer, then you're going to take all of the things that come with dealing with that type of mentality. You want to be a thug, then we're going to take on all of the things that entail that type of mentality. We want to act like the other nation, we're going to entail the wrath of the Most High, period.
Mm-hmm.
So until we learn as a people to come together with Jesus Christ, this ain't about a black thing. Okay, this is not a black nationalist movement. This is a righteous movement. Okay. Until we learn to come on the same page and unify ourselves with the Heavenly Father in Christ, then our communities are always going to be in disarray. We're always going to have the police coming through and arresting our people. But the things are just going to continue to happen because the Lord said that it would. Not because, oh, we need some more money. You know, we got to get to this. We got to get this down. We got to, you know, get some street lights out here so we can see. You know, we need some better gun laws and stuff. We need to repent. Thus saith the Lord. So, bro, I'm done.
And I just want to share one last story as we close it up, you know. I've been arrested many times, you know, by the police in this country for teaching the Bible. You know, they tried to bring some trumped up charges or whatever. And we would go like, okay, well, we're not resisting or, you know, take us to jail or whatever. And we would go there and we would do exactly like what the disciples did of old. We would go in there, you know, singing songs and singing praises to the Most High, because we knew those things had happened to the disciples and things before us. And then to see the charges, every time the charges get thrown out, But we did exactly what the scriptures was telling us to do, you know, agree with that adversary quickly. Okay, well, look, we just started teaching the Bible. You need to take us to jail. Take us to jail, and then we'll go to court, and we'll dispute the charge. So that happened about 6 or 7 times, bro. But each time, you know, they were in awe. Like, why would these people, you know, be so readily to go to jail? And you have the police officers would talk to us and like, you know, what is this about? They wanted to know more about it because we wasn't erratic. We wasn't crazy. Like, why are you going? Why are you doing this? You know, we was in the spirit. We was calm. Like, okay, that's what you got to do. Do what you got to do, officer. We'll go to the judge and we'll see if this thing is right or we're wrong. But that's where our faith has to be. Our faith has to be in the Most High. We have to stop being a faithless generation and start having our faith and trust in the Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. So with that, we give all praises to the Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. And until next time, Lord willing, we're going to be doing some more shows on this topic, because this thing is not going away. It's a thing that's happening, you know, every day. More and more is being shown. It's happening every day. It's been happening for hundreds of years to our people. Our people need to know why it's happening to them and what can they do about it. So giving all praises to the Heavenly Father, this is Kings and Priests. From the brother Abaja, this is your brother Gadawan. Until next time, we say shalom. Thank you.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.